This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase and the federal government may be close to a huge settlement, $13 billion huge, over mortgage investments the company sold in the days before the financial crisis. And that's big, even for a bank that size. But the proverbial little guys are going to get something out of this. Marketplace's Mark Garrison digs into the billions of dollars of consumer relief that's supposed to be part of any deal.
Some of that money might go to Laura Bradley, who lost her job during the downturn. She says she asked J.P. Morgan to modify the loan on her family's Virginia home. But the only way to get that was to pay the $10,000 they were behind. It was the end.
I didn't have $10,000, so I said they're going to have to foreclose on our home. It was a very, very scary time.
Later, they lost their home. We don't know whether someone like Bradley would get anything. But even though the reported $4 billion is a giant number, homeowners shouldn't expect much. Arizona State Finance Professor Andra Gent puts it in perspective.
J.P. Morgan probably has 5 million mortgages, so we're probably talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $800 per mortgage.
That's not going to do much for someone who lost their home and saw their credit score destroyed. Barry Zigas of Consumer Federation of America says current homeowners in trouble could benefit.
The details of it are likely to be much like those of prior settlements, which have included modifications that help homeowners get out of these loans or enable them to carry them on terms that they are able to meet.
Laura Bradley has a job again. She and her family, now renters, have moved on.
I think it is too little, too late. The only thing I ever wanted from our mortgage holder was the ability to stay in the home where I was raising my children. I say onward and upward, and I don't want anything from J.P. Morgan Chase.
No settlement would undo the devastation of foreclosure, but J.P. Morgan customers who suffered and got nothing may soon have something. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.